This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English. From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目，我是佳莹。
And hello, I'm Neil. Hey, 佳莹, we were all thinking about going to that new restaurant for lunch. Do you want to come?
No, thanks.I went the other day, and once is enough.
Oh, you didn't enjoy it? Was the food bad?
It wasn't terrible, but it was a bit of a curate's egg.
What's that? The restaurant only sells eggs? That sounds a bit rubbish.
No, Neil, 我说的是 curate's egg. 我们用表达 curate's egg 来指好坏参半，不好不坏的事物。我们常用它来描述一样不好的事物，但这个事物也有可取之处。有还凑合的意思。
So, when you said the restaurant was a curate's egg, you were saying it wasn't a great experience. What was wrong with it?
I'll tell you after we listen to some examples of this expression.
That new film is a curate's egg. Great action, but the story and acting were awful. The day ended up being a bit of a curate's egg.It was nice to see my friends, but after the car broke down and I got wet in the rain, I wasn't happy. I think her new novel is a curate's egg. It has moments of brilliance, but overall, it felt a bit of a letdown.
你正在收听 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。我们正在介绍表达 curate's egg。我们用它来表示一件事物好坏参半，还凑合。Like when I said that restaurant was a curate's egg.
Yeah, what was wrong with it?
Well, for one, the food was a curate's egg. It tasted nice, but the cooks were so slow that the food was cold. Then the waiters were nice, but they kept dropping things.
They sound a bit of a curate's egg as well.
Yes, and finally the decor...It was really vibrant and bright, which was nice at first, but after a while, it gave me a real headache.
It sounds like the whole experience really was a bit of a curate's egg. I think I'll suggest somewhere different to the team.
Good idea. Bye, Neil.
Bye.
Authentic, real English. From BBC Learning English.